Hello there. Hi, how are you? I'm Jay Jones.
I'm Anna Davidson.
I can speak. This is, yes, this is a podcast. Welcome. How are you doing? You're feeling good today? Good. We're glad you are. Anna, what are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about the death penalty.
Ladies and gentlemen, we finally disagree on something. And it's spicy as fuck.
It is a spicy topic, but you and I are willing to discuss.
Yes.
We're not at odds on this.
Yes. Like, we're...
I'm willing to be convinced.
Like, she's not going to be like, oh, well, Jay, you're stupid.
So here's my stance.
Tell me your stance.
I'm not for, but I'm not against the death penalty. Change my mind.
So... I guess we'll go with, I mean, you want to tell them what your ideas are?
Yeah, I'll kind of sum it up. And then I am in the process of pulling up an article that added,
some extra weight,
some additional items for consideration.
Okay.
So my primary objection to the death penalty is I'm very against wrongful imprisonment.
Mm-hmm.
That the idea that I would rather guilty people go free than innocent people lose their freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And once you execute a person, there's no making that right.
Yeah.
Even when you imprison someone for years and then free them, there's really no making that right either entirely, mm-hmm. right? You can't make up for that lost time, but
mm-hmm.
that person can still be set free to enjoy what time they have.
Right.
So I have a very personal belief that people don't change in substantial ways.
Mm-hmm.
When people say, oh, I'm not the person I was back then, we can all strive to do better, be better.
Right.
But when it comes down to you at your core, I don't believe people change. And I believe there are certain acts that you don't deserve to walk among the rest of us. You don't deserve to have your freedoms anymore.
Right.
And we're very big on freedom.
Absolutely.
You know, personal liberties, privacy, all of that.
That's
you and
the
I.
Big thing in America, though.
Yeah. Well, you and I especially, like.
Yeah. So, I know there was one part, at least, that you said you're like, eh, fuck it.
So, let's get down to life in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Life in the imprisoned population versus death.
Mm-hmm.
So, you have to look at jails and prisons as being their own population.
Yes.
You could be a danger in there as well.
True.
And you're more of the opinion of punishing a person. I'm more of the opinion that whatever they've done is done.
Mm-hmm.
And there's honestly, you can't really make up for it.
True.
And someone who's committed, you know, a literal atrocity, remove them from the equation. If there's no chance for rehabilitation, and I'm pro-rehabilitation, you know, so I'm pro-victimless crimes. They shouldn't even be in prison. They should not have, that shouldn't be outlawed anyway. But, you know, if there is some chance of rehabilitating certain crimes,
mm-hmm.
absolutely, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
But you torture, you kill, you know, rape. And I'm going to put rape of adults and minors in very, very different categories. And I know you don't necessarily. Like, it's all so horrible. Like, I don't even want to put that on a spectrum. I don't want to think about it. But I do. And rape of a small child, I would throw in that category as well. So, you know, I've got no love for pedophiles. I'm not against death penalty for that. And that was mm-hmm. before I became a parent.
Right.
You know, these are certain things that young Anna, current Anna, pretty much all would be open to.
Long time ago, Anna.
Yeah.
Current Anna.
Yeah, so, you know, little changes in opinion over the way, huge loss in the faith of humanity. Huge, devastating, just, I used to fucking believe in people. And the things I've seen, it's gone.
Yeah.
the expression on my face was just, ugh.
If we had a camera just looking at you right now.
Right. So.
Like, you look like you're about to just lose it just thinking about it.
So, certain considerations in, well, how do you justify putting someone to death? Who are you to say that's what should happen? Well, you've got different items. So mm-hmm. let me make like a little list. How about closure to the people that you've wronged, or if those people no longer exist, the families of those that you've wronged?
Yes.
You know, no chance for parole if you're dead.
Right.
The fact that the, you know, working population is going to have to support you. And I know people will say, well, what kind of life is that? Being behind bars your whole life? Well, hey, you're getting three meals a day and a place to sleep, which is more than people in dire poverty have.
Fair.
So, I mean, just take that in a very sincere way without scoffing, is that you have more security than some people working paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
You don't have, you may hate your next meal, but you know where your next meal is coming from.
Fair.
So it's really from a standpoint of, hey, the rest of us.
Right.
You know, I'm not against death penalty for the sake of the rest of us. And do I really care about, hypothetically, someone we are fully sure committed this crime? Because this is not going to be an absolute when you pass or outlaw the death penalty. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to be a jury decision, and hey, is there absolute certainty? Maybe not. Like, that's a consequence.
Yeah.
If the death penalty is still on the table, then, yeah, hypothetically, we're going to execute somebody innocent. So, just a very messy brainstorming right there.
We're not even 10 minutes in, and we just, like,
There you go. There you go. There's me. So, let's hear your side.
So, a few
points. And let me get back to that. Pulling up my thing here.
A few points that, but first, if you haven't, if you stomached this far, by the way, trigger warning, there's gonna be a lot of talk about death, rape, sexual assault, and probably everything else. So if you decide that this is too much for you, and you don't want to listen to us anymore, you want to wait to the next episode, by all means, we understand.
Yes, we will be discussing things that land people on death row.
Yes. So, don't, you don't have to feel bad about us. We get it. I'm just very, I guess we're very desensitized, I think.
Yes.
But here's my thing on the death penalty and all the things that rise to it. Personally, I don't think, especially if the person is definitely guilty, like let's say a mass shooter, right? Or you have clear evidence, like this is indefensible, this person fucking did it. To me, the death penalty is just an easy way out, I think. And the reason I think that is because sometimes with the death penalty, you have to think about the fact that that person knows that they're going to be able to escape, you know, whatever other face they're dealing with. They won't have to suffer as long. It's you know, one and done.
Well, if I can jump in for just a second before I lose that thought. The people who commit these kinds of acts,
yes,
I don't think they care the same way you and I do.
Yeah.
So for them to, you know, torture, maim, abuse, kill, there's definitely some broken empathy there. And are they going to suffer the same way a person who would never commit those kinds of acts? I don't think so. So the intent to have this person, if not suffer, at least reflect, I don't think it's going to have the outcome you want. But go on. Go on. That's not to shit on your parade. I promise.
Okay. But my thing is like this. You have to think about, because I think about not just the victims of whatever crime was committed. You have to think about the outer circle, like the relatives, the friends, the loved ones, the community at large. Like those people have to deal with the fact that this thing or that thing happened, be it rape, be it mass murder, be it drunk driving, whatever. So I think that a punishment like life in prison is better. Is better than death row. And the reason I say that is because, you know, just think about the mental psyche of the person who's gonna be there for the rest of their lives behind bars. They're never going to experience the things that we in a free society get to experience, right? Like, they're not going to be able to see their daughter's graduation or their son going to college or their wife, you know, buying a new house or a new car or getting a promotion at a new job. They're not going to experience all those things that we experience, you know, in our free society. Being in prison, you're right. You get three hots and a cot, right? But that's all you get.
Well, shit, you get endless time to read, like, for a little bit of dark humor. That's fucking awesome.
True. But what you do in prison will not impact what happens outside in real life or outside in the free society
as much. I'm gonna put in like this small exception, like if you got connections, if you got a crime ring or something.
But
no, you're not gonna be an effective member of society anymore, by and large.
I understand your point about they're still better off than people living in poverty, which is true. Absolutely. I think that we definitely need to look into ways that we can help those in poverty come up above the poverty line, because that's
definitely
a thing that needs to happen. However, and this is important, someone who lives in poverty will still have that opportunity. That opportunity could come at any moment, whereas you're living your life, the rest of your life in prison, especially if you're young, you're not going to see many milestones. You're not going to see anything. You're going to be sitting there suffering, realizing what you did. And even if you don't care, over time, you're going to fucking care, because you're going to wish that you were on death row, and it's gonna suck.
But does that give you the sense of like justice and closure that they're suffering?
To me, it does.
I get more closure taking them out of the equation. Absolute humane, hypothetically, absolute humane death. I know that doesn't exist, but...
Yeah, exactly.
I'm in favor of that.
I think if we were to even... The ways that we initiate the death penalty now is...
Right.
A lot of times it doesn't work.
Right.
Be it lethal injection, fucking electric chair.
And we agreed. Shoot him through the heart. Let's just do that.
It's simple. Like
that can still be an open casket.
It could still be an open casket, but like, you know,
yeah,
you are guaranteed that person's dead.
One and done.
Like if any type of
death penalty,
yeah, like if that were the case, to your point about. About what happens between rape, child molesters, rapists, all that stuff. Here's my thing. Child molesters, rapists, they're all the same to me. And the reason they are all the same to me is that, again, I look at the people that are affected by that. Those people, the victims, they're going to have to live the rest of their life knowing that someone did that to them. Violated their trust,
mm-hmm.
their love, their security in the person that they thought that they could trust. Or they're going to realize that somebody out of nowhere thought it was right to sexually violate that person. You know? And our society, and sometimes even in our media, like for example, we see, female teachers grooming boys,
mm-hmm. Which is just as wrong as male teachers and
it's equally as wrong as a man doing the same male teacher doing the same thing to a female student. As far as I'm concerned, they're the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that our society likes to look at that as, oh, well, he probably liked it.
Right.
Oh, well, what's really the problem here? That initiates grooming. Sexual assault of a minor. I don't care if it is a toddler, a high school student, whatever. You can manipulate their brain so much. Especially when they're young. Especially when they're under 18. It's so easy. It's sad that it's so easy. But it is that easy. And it's not their fault. Their brain is still developing. They're still learning things. But the problem is, we have this diminishing society of, that's normal, whatever. And we just let it slide. Like, a man, a male teacher, goes after a female student, or male student for that matter, fucking throw the book at him. Fucking make sure he never sees another day in jail. Flip the script. Oh, female teacher went out with a young man, a high school boy. No. That is still rape. That is still grooming.
I agree.
That is still sexual assault. And to that point, when someone, I don't give a shit what age they are, I don't care if it is a 65-year-old man being aggressive to a 25-year-old girl, or a 43-year-old woman sexually assaulting a 21-year-old boy, a 21-year-old man. That's still rape.
Mm-hmm.
That's still non-consensual sex.
Right.
And the stigma that we have here is that the punishment does not fit the crime. It hasn't. For decades, and probably longer than that, and I hate. It's one thing to kill, right? That person will never see the light of day again. They're gone, and we can put that criminal in prison for murder and make them live the rest of their life knowing that they'll never see the light of day outside of a prison cell, which is much worse considering that you know what to expect and you wish for freedom, but it'll never come comparatively. How many times has someone who's been sexually assaulted or raped, how many times did that attacker receive like 40, 50, 60 years in prison? Very rarely. And so, and this comes all the way down to, does the punishment fit the crime? Does the death penalty fit, I don't know, mass murder? Or does the current sentences for jail for anyone who commits sexual assault or drunk driving or any number of offenses? And to your third point about victimless crime. Should there be a punishment at all? I know you don't want them to go to jail, but should they get a fine or like
community service?
Community service, something like that. Do you think that they should do that?
I'm open to discussing that, sure.
Let's say...
But like a true victimless crime?
Let's say... Someone spray paints the N-word all over the Ross statue.
Okay. Then you should have natural consequences and be liable for cleaning it.
Okay. Let's say...
Purely practical, you painted where you weren't supposed to. The rest of it, it's hate speech, sure.
Let's say you stand out and you're on the sidewalk of Texas Avenue. You have a flag that you bought and you burn that flag right there as traffic is passing by.
Oh, you and I have already talked about, if it's your own damn flag and there's not a ban on burning due to a drought, I don't give a fuck what you do with your own flag.
Now,
that to me is solely freedom of speech. You burn your own flag, that's solely freedom of speech.
What if you burn your flag while there's a burn ban?
Then just be prosecuted the same as somebody like had a trash fire during a burn ban or ignited fireworks during a burn ban. I think there should only be natural consequences, not these ideological consequences of, oh, you know, you desecrated the idea of blah, blah, blah. No. No. You spray paint, you clean up the fucking spray paint. You burn a flag, did the fire hurt anything? Were you endangering others with the fire? No. Then you burned your own fucking flag. Congratulations. Whether you did it disrespectfully or respectfully, like you folded it up neatly and burned it like, you know, you're quote-unquote supposed to, I don't care. Makes no difference to me.
Because it's a flag.
If it was your flag, it's your flag. You burned somebody else's flag, buy them another flag.
So is that, would that be civil or criminal if it's another person's flag?
I'd say civil. Okay. It's
destruction of property.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I know they're going to, like, charge you with criminal for that, but for me, it's a civil matter. Because it's just, you're suing over, like, a monetary amount or replacement of property.
Okay. Victimless crime. Let's say...
consensual sex work.
There you go.
I very much have to emphasize consensual.
By the way, hey, consensual. There we go.
Yeah, consensual sex work and also using protection.
Yeah, gotta use protection.
That is a victimless crime. With consenting adults, please. Don't warp
what
this.
What is weird about that is that the only difference between prostitution and sex work is a camera.
No. Prostitution and porn.
Prostitution and porn.
Is a camera, yes.
Like, what?
So, have a camera ready. Truly.
Pretty much.
So,
don't even have to have it recording.
So, should that be prosecuted at all? Does that merit a call to the police? No.
At all?
Not at all.
Not one bit.
Two consensual adults, whatever they do, if they exchange money or not, it's not my concern. That, to me, is a true victimless crime.
Fair enough.
It's only a crime because people have this ideological idea about it. They have some religious notion. Or they think these people are unsavories and they don't want them around their families.
Right.
So let's get these people arrested. Both parties. And I don't care. I don't see a threat there.
I'm trying to think of other victimless crimes.
Pirating is not truly victimless, but your impact is negligible.
Oh, like downloading, like,
yes.
Okay.
But your impact is negligible.
You
could have put that money towards the people who helped produce
this piece.
So it's not a true victimless crime, but your impact is negligible.
I'll counter that with the fact that let's talk music.
If you're seeding to all these different people, well, now you are responsible for everyone who's downloaded from you. You know, peer-to-peer network, right?
Yeah.
Because possession is entirely different from selling drugs, right? You know, comparing drugs to pirating, whatever.
But I also want to bring up the point that, like, when it comes, let's say, music, pirating music, the artist is not being affected by that at all.
If you had bought a CD or vinyl, they would receive more profit than if you had streamed it.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
you know, the fans are all supposed to pitch in. Like, if you want to...
They're getting money off of merchandise sales, off of concert ticket sales, off of...
Not during COVID.
Well, not during COVID. But before then.
Right,
you know?
Yes, yes.
Like, they have other methods of revenue than just...
And the people that you're pirating from are probably not the bands that are struggling.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the bands that are struggling, you're buying their $5 demo CDs.
Yeah.
And
the bands that are struggling...
Go into their local shows.
And that's
stuff.
The thing. The bands that are struggling, you'll help them. The bands that are up and coming that need the help, people will help them. You're not kind of... Who gives a fuck if Madonna is losing, oh, I don't know, 5 times the streams of Like a Virgin? Who cares? She's fucking Madonna. She has money. She has the fucking money.
Still, it's a crime. Is it a crime that I'm going to lift a finger about? No, but it's still a crime.
It's a crime I'm going to be like...
Because it is a product that she can rightfully charge for, and people are finding ways around it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, let's circle back to death penalty on this.
I told you we were going to ADD off of this.
I'm miming, like, steering with one palm to the left.
You drive with one hand.
Sometimes.
I always drive with one hand. It's weird when I drive
with two unless I have something else to occupy that hand.
Right. Like, I always drive with one hand.
If you're comfortable like that, cool.
And there we go, ADD again. Back to your point.
One glaring point is... Wow, that's a lot of power to put in the state's hands to execute anybody. And absolutely, I would agree with that.
It is.
That's a major consideration. Like, that's a lot of power. Like, what if your state being, you know, legal body, what if they were executing based on what they believed were crimes?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's a huge issue. But... You know, I'm keeping my hypotheticals here to kind of the...
Obvious ones.
What we all generally agree are non-rehabilitation-worthy offenses.
Mm-hmm.
Things that you don't come back from. Mm-hmm. Things that people don't forgive you for. That... So...
There's a reason why street justice isn't allowed.
Am I opposed to that? No.
I'm not either.
So, let me say this. Because I'm not opposed to the death penalty,
mm-hmm.
do I have a real preference whether it happens street justice or legal justice? I'm going to say yes, that everyone does deserve their day in court. I do believe in due process. However, if it gets the job done, where in a case that it would not have, not necessarily against.
I think, like,
am I going to in turn prosecute the person who carried out the street justice? No, I'm not.
Yeah. I think that to that point, we should make that, should make it kind of appropriate for whatever crime has been committed, right?
Right.
Let's say for drunk drivers, community service is one thing. I'm trying to think of an equal experience that would make
natural consequences. What would fit the crime in rehabilitating them? What would give them reason not to do it again?
Suspended license.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, fitting punishments.
Suspended license, multiple hours of community service.
I'm way more in favor of consequences that fit the crime rather than just this blanket, let's charge him a fee.
Yeah.
Oh, you have this penalty for doing this crime. Because not everybody's on the same scale for money.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, what's $100 to one person is nothing to another person.
Yeah.
You know, $100 is not the same to all people.
Right.
It's not the same
size
shoe.
Yeah, I personally don't think that monetary types of damages or types of punishment do much.
No.
For example, and this is where I go back to, like, for example, if you are a rapist.
I have another thought after this.
You need to... To me, if I personally knew that you were a rapist, you would be lucky if I don't beat you to a bloody pulp within an inch of your life before you go to jail. Since that isn't a thing that we can do, I say, if it's a dude...
It's not a thing you can do and get caught.
Right.
Yeah.
That get caught. I think that if you're a dude, Lorena Bobbitt his ass. Oh, but he can't pee. Good.
He can still pee. That sounds real savage, but yeah, he can still pee.
Ah. If it's a woman, I don't know.
Clitoridectomy.
Clitoridectomy.
Is the equivalent.
Cut that clit off. Whatever that is. Oh, isn't that the G-spot?
No.
No. That's different.
That's different.
Okay.
I showed you the full structure of
you're
the
right.
clitoris.
You did. You did. Hey, at least I didn't say vagina.
Thank you.
I called it by clitoris. And vulva.
Thank you.
See? I learned, Dr. Anna.
Thank you. That's different. Different episode for a different day. How about cash bail? That is another corrupt system.
That sucks.
That sucks. So, hey, if you got money, we'll just trust that you're going to show up to your court date.
No. I think that if you did
you're
something...
You're charged for something heinous? Sit your ass in jail.
Yes.
Innocent or not.
Personally.
Sit your ass in jail for a bit.
Personally, I think that if you did in fact commit a heinous crime, a victim, we know, what's the opposite of victimless? Victim.
That's interesting. Is there a word for this?
If it's a victim-involved crime, that's all I can think of.
Yeah.
If it's a victim-involved crime,
A truly abusive crime.
Yes, I think, fuck the bail.
Right.
Yeah, that'll...
Exactly. Like, there are people that have been videotaped mass murdering, and they still have a bail set? No.
I would, if... That really bothers me. Why is there a bail for someone who clearly did the thing?
When there's 100% proof already?
Nah.
Before you're caught? No. No bail. No bail. Alright, we agree. We agree on that.
If you commit murder, if you commit something like that, fuck bail.
In which it's not, you know, self-defense, killing your abuser.
Stuff like that.
Stuff like that. In which you are the aggressor.
And the thing about all of this is that we're dealing with stuff that's happening now. Like, you could probably attest to this one.
Gun violence.
Gun violence. Governor Abbott's like, do we really need to have background checks? I'm gonna sign a law that says we don't gotta.
So the response to an epidemic of gun violence, and we're reasonable people. I'm pro gun registration. I'm pro gun. I'm pro background check. I'm pro gun registration, and I'm pro having your arsenal registered the same way that a store would be. So yeah. Once it goes private, people want to lose track of these big warehouses of arsenal. But if it's a store, you got to have these restrictions on, like, what if this thing blows? You know, who's in charge of this? Is it locked up? Let's make it the same across the board. And in that case, hey, responsible people or people who haven't fucked up yet, sure, let's give you a gun. Let's also give you some training.
Yeah, but guns don't kill people. People kill people.
This is true. And I'm going to say that I am terrified of acid attacks. I know that if you really...
Acid attacks?
Yeah. Oh, homie.
Acid attacks. I was not even going to go there. I was not even thinking about that.
Let me open a new tab because I already have one open to discuss. So this is not anything
folks,
a listener could see. But...
Right.
So the first things that pop up are acid attacks in London, in Europe, in London 2020, in India 2020. But anyway, in general, an acid attack, also called acid throwing, vitriol attack, vitriolage.
Acid is painful.
Oh my God. It's... To me, it's nightmarish.
It's, like, really bad.
But these people that are permanently disfigured from a moment of someone throwing a liquid on them.
Yeah.
Women and children. Oof. It's...
It's bad.
It's really bad. So frightening. So anyway, if you want to maim, kill someone... I mean, you could set people on fire. There's no shortage of horrible things you could do to maim or kill a person.
That's true.
But guns make it real easy.
Yeah.
And they make it real impersonal. Like, someone wants to stab you, they better come up.
That's close range.
Yes.
I can do...
Guns, you can spray.
Mm-hmm.
From a distance.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, you're leaving the spectrum of self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, am I for people, responsible people hunting? Sure. Defending their property? Sure. I am. I'm not anti-gun at all. But a background check is not much to ask. Well, you do a fucking background check to get a job.
True. That's very true.
You know, there's a lot of common sense legislation, like seatbelts and driving, you know? And
Two
hey,
liberals and
let me fucking
one
go there.
background
Let me
checks.
fucking go there. Masks and COVID.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, wait a minute. Wait.
And I'll hear
I'm just
somebody
kidding.
out. I will hear somebody out if they want to talk about the like vaccine passports, having concerns with vaccine passports. I'll hear you out, sure.
I don't see why that's a thing. I really don't.
And I'll hear somebody out if they want to tell me why they personally don't want the vaccine. I'll hear you out. But
Outside of that, dude.
there's had everybody taken more personal responsibility,
We wouldn't be
we
even
wouldn't have
close
had
to where we
to
are.
have those mandates.
Right. Absolutely.
I was not. All right, so I didn't like the mandates. Was
Right.
I understood the necessity to
I don't
not
think
just.
anyone liked it.
No, of course not. And the more responsible people were the ones suffering the most.
It's just like, we're
Those
like,
of
we
us
don't
that
like it, but.
give a shit about anybody immunocompromised, we're the ones keeping our ass at home most of the time, wearing masks even when it's uncomfortable. And yes, it gets fucking hot. It
It
does.
does.
There are times that the loops irritate your ears, and I would use hair clips to, you know, secure it to my hair instead of it being on my ears. Or did I, you know, have to circle back to the car a couple times? Yeah, absolutely. All that shit that people complain about. Number one, here's my hand up. That's me too. And
But you still.
I quarantined over 3 weeks when I was positive. Hey, I was asymptomatic. I could have been not giving a fuck about anybody else. Hey, this virus doesn't do shit. However, you know, it landed my husband in the ER,
Right.
and I give a shit about the elderly and the immunocompromised, and I'm gonna ask people, do you know offhand how many COVID deaths we're up to now? Because people don't even track that anymore.
I bet you don't know. By the time this airs.
Da, 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 da. Anyway, over 600,000. Exactly.
I say that. Not really.
Okay. Anyway, yeah. So, what I wanted to bring up,
The other thing.
the other thing was, hate to make it about money, but here's something about money.
Money, money,
The death penalty
money. Money.
is so much more expensive than life in prison. And the reason for this, and there's pretty much agreement, any good resource you get, but here I am on the Marshall Project. So, basic reasons why
Very
death penalty
expensive.
cases are more expensive: more lawyers, more experts, more time. Scanning over this, they're in the most maximum security there is, so add the cost for that rather than the
Add
more
the cost of
lax.
security.
Yeah. But the legal costs, the attorneys, the experts, the repeated
Appeal,
appeals,
appeal, appeal,
thank you for that
appeal,
word.
appeal, 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 appeal. Where you can go life in prison, no possibility of parole. Zero parole. None. Zero. You get none of that.
So just being on death row,
Yeah. It's way more expensive than.
So let me say this.
Let them rot, as far as I'm concerned.
So.
I stumbled you in your words.
All right, so here's a little snippet.
Mm-hmm.
California, which has the country's largest death row, it's got a big population, so sure. Yeah. Largest death row, but rarely carries out executions.
Uh-huh.
It references back to a surname. Anyway, I don't know. We're going to go with just the surname.
Uh-huh.
Mitchell, the attorney, found that the yearly cost of housing and medical care for the state's death row inmates comes to $184 million. She said that death penalty proponents have long argued that replacing punishment with life without parole would force the state to pay medical cost of elderly inmates. But this is now happening anyway. So, there's another thing. This is not just a young, healthy person being jailed. You're going to be taking care of them their whole life, probably, in these instances. Whenever somebody is even up for the death penalty, they'll be on death row for a good 10, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time.
Mm-hmm. You may as well just put them in life in prison without parole. Like, and that's why.
And that's
a huge reason why I'm just like.
That's the really sucky compromise between your position and my position is death row for like 10 or 20 years, which is the reality.
Yeah.
Which is not cool for either one of us. Like, not happy with that. But
right.
But it's a compromise in your position. No, we're not happy with that.
All right, 7-some-odd minutes, final points. It's hard to fit into an hour, but we did.
Here you go.
Bottom line, as much as I can agree with your fact that the death penalty exists for some things, I personally think that the punishment needs to fit the crime.
I don't disagree with any of that.
And if we can find punishments that fit the crime of mass murder and things of that nature, I'd much rather go for that than the death penalty. And we've seen just a moment ago that it is way more expensive to put someone on death row. Hell, it's more expensive to sit someone in Huntsville about 30 minutes away, or 45 minutes away from us, and put them in a goddamn electric chair, or a lethal injection or whatever, than it is to keep them in Sandy Point or wherever else.
Oh, of course.
For the rest of their life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and to sum it up, like, yeah, victimless crimes, I can kind of see where you're going with that.
As far as saving costs, let's, you know, set free all the people that really don't belong in jail.
If you forged a check, you forged a check.
The government's got your name, face, number, uh-huh. Whereabouts.
Yes.
Fucking set them free.
Yeah.
And, you know, keep an eye on...
That's what parole's for.
Yeah, exactly. Put them on fucking parole.
They can't do a fucking thing wrong.
There are certain parolees that are not allowed to, like, control their checking accounts and et cetera. Like, boom, good. People caught with weed, set them free.
Weed is not bad, I think. I don't know. I've never had weed.
You know, people doing pirating, set them free.
Who are they really hurting?
All these people that are in jail, you literally have their name, face.
You have everything you need.
Whereabouts. Fucking track them. If they're not a danger to other people, you've got
what you need. You got what you need.
And if you think they're just going to keep running for the rest of their lives, like, fuck it, that's a risk I'm willing to take. You know? How far are you going to get without a social security number?
It's true.
You're going to...
Not far.
You're going to be working under the table?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good luck.
Somebody will probably still recognize you at some point.
Yep.
Like, especially with AI. Shit, that's scary.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, yeah, that could help fund life in prison.
Yes.
That's part of the discussion. Like, oh, it's too expensive. Well, let's find ways to reallocate those costs to pay for that. But...
Ooh. I'm a bit gassy.
That's okay. I'm still not entirely against it. For these certain, you know, types of crimes that I see no chance of rehabilitation.
Fair enough. Well, there you go. A discussion about the death penalty. We'll probably tackle this subject again at some point. I promise we're going to get better. Not so dark content.
Oh, it balances out the Velveeta thing.
Look.
It does. That was a completely light discussion.
First of all, Velveeta is not trash.
Well, please listen to that episode for my responses to that.
And be sure to listen to all of our podcasts as we develop them. I'm trying to go for every other Saturday. So I'm not stressing Anna out.
No worries.
She gets completely stressed out. She's stressing out right now. You can't see it.
Not about this.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
Sweating bullets.
It's okay. Just calm down. Calm down, Anna. It's okay. Anyway, be sure to do the things that you would do on a podcast. Share us around. Let other people hear the word of us. The words of us? Yeah, sure. And be sure to go to jjoneslive.com, thepixelguys.com, tkmstudios.net, and dgnetwork.live to check out all the other content from Studio 6.2 Enterprises. And until then, keep this in mind. Don't be an asshole.
That's what I was thinking.
That's all I could think of.
It's an appropriate way to close everything. Don't be an asshole.
Don't be an asshole. Next time, we'll see if Anna can do some challenge. We'll think of one. I don't know. The one chip challenge. That's right. We're going to do it. Next time. Yep.
Is this something you saw on the TikToks?
Don't ask questions. It's okay. We'll see you next time. Bye.